The Great Depression and the New Deal. After World War I, America saw a short-term development in the 1920s. But unexpectedly, the Great Depression broke out. 第一次世界大战后，美国在20世纪20年代经历了短暂的发展，但出乎意料的是，大萧条爆发了。The Great Depression was an economic slump in North America, Europe, and other industrialized areas of the world that began in 1929 and lasted until about 1939. It was the longest and most severe depression ever experienced by the industrialized Western world. 大萧条是从1929年开始，持续到1939年左右结束。当时北美、欧洲和世界其他工业化地区在此期间都出现了经济衰退。这是工业化的西方世界经历过的最长、最严重的萧条。In 1929, the stock market crashed, which was the beginning of the Great Depression. During the next 3 years, stock prices in the United States continued to fall.Until by late 1932, they had dropped to only about 20% of their value in 1929. Banks went bankrupt, and at least 30 million people were unemployed. Misery and personal sufferings were widespread. 1929年股市崩盘，这是大萧条的开始。在接下来的三年里，美国的股票价格持续下跌。直到1932年底，他们的价值降至1929年的 20% 左右。银行破产，至少1300万人失业，不幸和痛苦到处可见。Franklin Roosevelt became the U.S. president in 1932. He had a sure sense of what seemed practical or possible. He was a great communicator, able to talk to people in all walks of life.His fireside chats over the radio were listened to by millions of people.
罗斯福于1932年成为美国总统，他能够准确地辨别什么是现实的或可行的。他也是一个伟大的交际者，能够和各界人士都谈得来。他通过无线电播出的炉边谈话，拥有数百万的听众。
In order to deal with the economic depression,Roosevelt introduced the New Deal. Measures of the New Deal include establishment and strengthening of government regulation and control of banking, federal government management of relief and security system, recovering of industry and agriculture, passage of federal labor laws,Improvement of the situation of minorities and members of certain religious groups. These measures was to save American democracy. He successfully got America out of the depression and overcame the most serious economic crisis of the capitalist system up to that time.
为了应对经济萧条，罗斯福推出了新政。新政包括建立和加强政府对银行的管理和控制，联邦政府对救济进行管理，建立社会救济保障体系，刺激工农业的复苏，通过劳动法改善少数民族和某些宗教团体成员的状况。这些措施的目的是拯救美国的民主，它成功地使美国摆脱了大萧条，帮助美国克服了当时资本主义所经历的最严重的经济危机。